Then McAdam of the Planetary Bank was ushered in. He had requested an audience with the chiefs for three reasons. Short and gray-haired and conservative, McAdam was very courteous to them and very precise. He had a portfolio of papers, and he put it down on the table. To begin with, that government in America was throwing money around and creating local inflation, which could then spread to other areas. The Brigante troops were being paid 100 credits a day, each one. There were supposed to be about 760 of them, and this made 76,000 credits a day, which was about double the yearly budget of most other tribes. They didn't value the money, threw it around in the streets. There was not much to buy in America now, and no product to absorb the funds. He was not there without a solution. He wanted authority from somewhere to issue a special American banknote, which could then devaluate against the currency of the rest of the world. He had reason to believe the government there would accept it if the issue omitted the picture of Tyler and replaced it with one of Brown Limper Staffer for that issue. The caption would be, "Brown Limper Staffer, Senior Mayor Planet Earth." In his opinion, the omission of the Tyler picture would also cause the currency to further deflate in value. But he didn't think Tyler should be on a devalued issue. What did they think? Tyler smiled. The chiefs laughed and gave McAdam their blessing. McAdam wanted more than that. He wanted a second charter, much like the first, but from this body. It wouldn't be publicly displayed, but he wanted it in his safe. They read it and passed it. Then McAdam objected to some private, preliminary discussions he had had with Sir Robert, to the effect that he should move his bank from Zurich to Luxembourg. It was inconvenient and difficult. They would also have to move presses and find staff housing in Luxembourg. The chiefs called on Sir Robert. He told them that there was a cyclo mine site at Luxembourg where the cyclos had gotten their local planetary iron supplies. Close by it was a fortress from ancient times. In fact, Luxembourg meant little fortress. It had been a crossroads of banking and trade for a couple of thousand years. It was a temporary measure. Luxembourg could be defended. Zurich could not be. They told McAdam he better move. McAdam resignedly said he would. But he had another matter, and that was the expenses of war preparation. Certain costs were being incurred that were not covered by tribal budgets or guaranteed by tribal lands. He had a solution to it, which was to make loans against something else. Johnny asked to speak. He said he knew of quite a few mineral deposits. He did not say how he knew. And once things were calm again, they could be mined. They were quite extensive. They knew his earlier connection with mining and should be able to take his word for it. These could serve as a loan guarantee if held as property of the chiefs and not of tribes. McAdam said, did they know Brown Limper claimed to own the whole planet? The chiefs said they knew of that. Also, that he claimed to own the whole Earth branch of intergalactic mining? The chief of Clan Fergus said that, valid or not, part of such deeds belonged to them, and they would pledge their share of these mineral deposits to guarantee the war expenses. McAdam had a quiet smile. He knew which way the wind blew. He accepted that. He would not violate their confidence. The chiefs passed a resolution to that effect and gave Sir Robert the right to draw against this open account at his discretion as a war chest.